This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ashley Carr. Columbia Police accounted for more than five local assaults and robberies this past week. The Columbia Police Department made several arrests since the incidents that began in August. Despite the arrest, armed robberies, assaults, and hostage situations occurred in public areas of Columbia this week. CPD spokesperson Letitia Strower says that in some cases, the investigation is still active and people need to remain aware.
Right now, it is getting darker quicker, so park as close to the building as possible and in a lighted area, as well as when you're walking to and from your vehicle, know your surroundings, pay attention in case something happens.
Strower says some of the crimes have taken place in areas such as the Women's and Children's Hospital and the Columbia Public Library. She asks if anyone sees suspicious activity to call the Columbia Police Department immediately. For the past 2 years, housing rehabilitation projects in Columbia have been decreasing. Accordingly, the Department of Housing and Urban Development decided to recapture almost $50,000 in grant funding from the city. Even with the new funding being cut, the city still has money from previous years for housing rehabilitation projects. Randy Cole, Community Development Coordinator for the City of Columbia, says the HUD cut in funding will lead to fewer projects reaching completion.
We'll be able to do maybe one and a half less homes, which, you know, is not a good thing. We would like to maximize as many homes as possible, especially in a time when grant funds are getting cut.
Cole says the cut will have a negative impact, considering each project requires roughly about $35,000 to complete. Confidential files kept for years by Boy Scouts of America detailing allegations of sexual abuse against boys include 46 cases from Missouri. The Boy Scouts released about 15,000 pages of what are being called the perversion files on cases across the country, dating from 1959 to 1985. A Portland law firm that made the files available stressed that just because the case is on the list does not mean the allegations are true. Candidates vying for office faced off at a state and local candidates forum in Columbia last night. KBIA's Coleman Bandy has the details.
The candidates sat at a table and debated issues such as tax regulations, road repair, and education. State Senator Kurt Schaefer, the incumbent candidate for the 19th district seat, spoke about the importance of cooperation amongst government officials.
You know, we've got Republicans, we've got Democrats, but we work together, we get things done, and we move on. We don't call each other names, we don't point fingers, we don't throw bombs. Because once you start that, you destroy the ability to get anything done.
His opponent in the 19th District Senate race, Mary Still, talked about the positive effect of transportation funding.
It's a good economic driver for our state to get construction started on that. We will have to come up with a revenue stream to repay that, but we need to be talking about that and working for the best package that will have the support of the people.
The forum featured candidates for public administrator, State Senate District 19, and Boone County Commission Districts 1 and 2. The event also introduced unopposed candidates running for presiding commissioner, assessor, sheriff, and treasurer. Voters will decide on the Senate, public administrator, and Boone County Commission races come Election Day. Coleman Bandy, KBIA News.
A representative from Delta Airlines says that if Columbia City Council approves an airline expansion agreement with American Airlines, Delta will seek to exit the Columbia Air Service market. Delta spokesperson Anthony Black says the company is requesting an incentive package similar to what American Airlines is expected to receive, waived fees and a $3 million revenue guarantee fund. Columbia City Council member Gary Kespel says Delta also bid on the Chicago and Dallas routes that American ultimately won.
It's like a little five-year-old kid coming to play, and he can't have his way, so he says, I'm going to take my toys and go home. They had an opportunity to bid on these routes also, and they did, and their prices were way higher than Americans.
Kespel says he supports the agreement and expects the measure to pass Monday morning. Jane Lego has been selected as the new consulting director for the University of Missouri Press today. Lego, who is former managing editor, worked at the press for 33 years prior to today's announcement. Chancellor Emeritus Co-Chair Richard Wallace says she'll fill the position temporarily until a permanent director is selected.
That we are indeed serious about a search for a director, and that search will be nationwide. The very strong foundation that we have in the University of Missouri Press to move forward, become even better, higher quality, and to connect very effectively with technology as it continues to change so rapidly.
Lego will oversee all operations and will begin her position on Monday, October 22nd. For KBIA News, I'm Ashley Carr.